Shootings in two cities, all too familiar with them. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A shelter-in-place order has now been lifted within the hour for the campus of Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg. This coming hours after several people were shot at a hookah lounge near the campus. Scanner reports from emergency responders suggest six people were taken to the hospital, and there is a possible fatality. No word yet on the shooter or shooters. In 2007, Virginia Tech was the site of a mass shooting that left 33 people, including the shooter, dead. In Aurora, Colorado, gunfire in a church Friday night has left one woman dead and two men shot and wounded. Aurora Police Public Information Officer Matthew Longshore says this was not a random act.
There is a relationship. It wasn't just a random shooting inside this church. There is some sort of relationship between one of the victims and the suspect.
Police are still looking for the gunman. In 2012, a shooting at an Aurora movie theater left a dozen people dead and more than 70 hurt. The U.S. has passed another grim coronavirus milestone.
900,000 lives have been lost to COVID in the U.S. since the start of the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins. That's more people than live in Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. When vaccines were rolled out in December 2020, the COVID death toll was at about 300,000. It hit 600,000 in mid-June and 800,000 in December. It took just 51 more days to get to 900,000.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. But President Biden claims the pandemic is waning.
The COVID crisis has been cut in half, down in half in just 3 weeks. Still too many cases. Still we have to be on the alert. But to be clear, this is a dramatic decline.
The president also said Friday that Americans are getting clobbered by high prices, but he pledged to bring them down without spelling out how. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A mea culpa from New York's Mayor Eric Adams over racially insensitive comments that he made before being elected.
Mayor Eric Adams making a racial slur while talking about white police officers. The video taken in 2019 is just now being made public.
Every day in the police department, I kick those crackers' ass.
The mayor is now apologizing.
No, definitely apologize. Inappropriate comment.
The police union president accepting the mayor's apology. PBA president Pat Lynch saying, "We have spoken with Mayor Adams about this video. We have spent far too many hours together in hospital emergency rooms these past few weeks, and we've worked together for decades before that. A few seconds of video will not define our relationship."
Fox's Sharon Crowley, the mayor of Minneapolis, has ordered the police to stop carrying out no-knock warrants in response to the community's outrage over the death of Amir Locke, a 22-year-old man who was shot to death when he reached for a gun after SWAT team officers entered his apartment early on Wednesday. As the Winter Olympics get underway in Beijing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning American athletes at the Games to hold their tongues.
"I do not encourage them to speak out against the Chinese government there, because I fear for their safety if they do."
Concern about parachutes could delay the next scheduled manned space mission.
SpaceX and NASA are investigating a parachute issue that occurred on the last two capsule flights. One of the four main parachutes was slow to inflate during a return of four astronauts to Earth in November. The same thing happened last week as a Dragon cargo capsule was bringing back science experiments from the International Space Station. In both cases, the sluggish parachute eventually opened and the capsule splashed down safely off the coast of Florida. Officials say they want to get a handle on the problem before launching another crew in a month or two. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.